وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. One of the issues that we discuss and we look at when we talk about human rights is the fact, or if I can call it, human dignity. A human dignity is part and parcel of the human himself. And sometimes everything else that we have, in fact, revolves around the dignity of the human being himself. So when we look at, for example, his right to live, his right to sustain himself, his right to safety, his right to education, his right to Medicare, his right to a lot of things, they directly or indirectly revolves around the human dignity. So when we look at dignity itself, we ask the question, is it a God-given right, or even is it a God-given concept to begin with? Or is it something that it is within the human being himself? Or is it something that human beings have created? I mean, is it a concept that I and you have come up with and we called it a human dignity? And is it available to everybody? Or is it only, you know, for the few, for the minority? There are those who keep and maintain or even have dignity while the rest don't. So these are the questions that we need to ask and try to understand. So today, shortly, I want to touch upon this topic, and maybe in other episodes we could also talk about it. It's just natural that we have to agree and submit to the fact that human beings, they have dignity. And it affects everything around them. To make this clearer, when we talk about dignity, is that sometimes when we see someone in need and we try to give him charity or we try to help him out, sometimes we do it in a way where he feels insulted, where he feels he's been at least looked down upon, where he feels that he's a lower class or he is somebody at least unwanted. So then he refuses to accept because his dignity is at stake. So for example, when a person came to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and asked for help, and Amir al-Mu'mineen gave him some money, but he did not want to see the man, so he gave him the money from behind the door kind of thing. And when they asked, he said, I was trying to save his face value, which is his dignity. Or when a man came to Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam and he asked for help, and the Imam Hassan gave him, he sent his servant and he said, give him this. When he took the money, he said to the servant, he said, is this how much my dignity worth? So Imam Hassan alayhi salam, then again, he said, give the man even more, because obviously his dignity worth more than that. So you can see that everything that we deal with our dignity comes in between. So it is not something that I or you can create or can have and not have at times. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And therefore, we need this dignity to be preserved, not to be violated. Because if we look at our modern world, we see many humans and many people around the world where the dignity has been taken and they've been deprived of it. Now, let us take a short break and then we come back and continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. When we look at the Islamic teachings, we see that it emphasized on the fact that a human dignity need to be preserved. In the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the human being himself and glorified him and honored him above all other creatures. And why is that? Because he has the ability to go through the stages of perfection, from harvesting his inner self and maintaining his inner innate, as we call it in Arabic, fitra. When a person tries to work on himself and try to preserve his inner innate and his essence, then he can move forward to stages of perfection. Therefore, when it comes to his dignity, it is part and parcel of his essence. When that is attacked, then obviously that will hinder and stops his progress towards perfection. And when you look at the ayat and the narrations of the Quran and the teachings of Islam, you see that there is no differences between men and men in this regard as well. They're all treated equally. So humanity is the essence and people share that, be it men or women. From here, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about human beings, and when he talks about their dignity, and when he talks about their rights, this is one of the things that needs to be maintained. Now, inshallah, in future episodes, we will talk more about this concept from the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and how they look at dignity as a part of the human being that should not be harmed or hurt or abused or violated verbally or physically. Because when I and you interact with one another, we are not just interacting with the body or with what you see. In fact, there's an inner self, or as we call it, the soul, that feels all these things. So when a person swears at me, for example, or curses me, or curses me, for example, I feel hurt. I feel I have been violated. And that feeling is when my dignity is under attack. So among the things that we have to consider when we look at dignity, or at least when we look at human rights, is the fact dignity should be more looked at and more taken into perspective and not to be neglected. Because like I said, that we human beings, we deal with each other based on our values. So the inner values, not the outer values. And everything that is external that we deal with, in fact, it has a direct impact on ourselves. So when I deprive a person of his right, in doesn't matter in what area it is, it is in fact, it is a violation against his dignity, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved for the believers. We see that in many narrations that says, you can commit such a sin and such a sin and such a sin. And, you know, in the hadith, the narrations of the Ahl Bayt, sometimes they mention sins that are very hard to grasp. They said, even if these sins are committed in the Kaaba, they are still less than hurting a believing man or woman and attacking their dignity. So you could commit all these sins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook them. But when you attack a person, and that attack is a personal attack, and he feels hurt by it, then we have a problem. We'll leave it here, and inshallah we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.